with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate is finally moving closer to reopening the federal government, but the shutdown effects are still in full force.
Air travel remains a headache for travelers after U.S. Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights on Sunday, in addition to more than 7,000 flight delays. Federal food assistance for tens of millions of people is also being delayed, and tens of thousands of federal workers are still going unpaid.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. House Speaker Mike Johnson is grateful the Senate is moving forward on a temporary funding bill.
Added to that are provisions to fully fund SNAP provisions through the end of the next fiscal year, which is September 2026. Guaranteed back pay for all federal workers who have been made to endure these hardships over the last several weeks.
The head of the BBC and the news CEO there both resigned on Sunday after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by President Trump.
The claims about the edit of President Trump's speech were very damaging to the BBC. The corporation needed to get on the front foot and either apologize or defend itself. I understand a statement had been prepared days ago to apologize, but that was blocked by the board. For a week, claims about the BBC and editorial bias were allowed to fester. It's a moment of real crisis for the corporation, and there will be questions about who governs it.
The BBC's Katie Razal says the network came under fire for cutting out a section where Donald Trump said that he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully on January 6, 2021. The Supreme Court has rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 381 points. This is SRN News. Construction begins on a giant Christian monument in the United Kingdom.
The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer will stand in Coles Hill and will rise 167 feet in the form of a long strip of paper. It will include 1 million bricks, and each one will include an answered prayer submitted by someone from somewhere in the world. 20,000 donors are paying for the wall, which is expected to be completed in 2028 and will be the largest Christian monument in the UK. Organizers believe 250,000 people may visit every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Bulgarians have been sentenced to between 2 and 4 years in prison for their involvement in defacing the Holocaust Memorial in Paris. French intelligence services linked the act of vandalism to a destabilization campaign by Russia. A Paris court handed down 2-year sentences to two of the men and 4 years to another man accusing of recruiting them. One is still at large. This is SRN News. China is using a new visa program in a bid to recruit top tech talent from abroad.
China is stepping up its game, introducing a new visa scheme aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. The K visa is similar to the H-1B visa in the United States. Tighter U.S. immigration policies and uncertainties around the H-1B visa system have made China relatively more appealing. However, language barriers, quality of life issues, and internet censorship remain big challenges for China. Rich Thomason reporting.
Salman Rushdie is among those being honored at the Dayton Literary Peace Prize event in Ohio. The famed writer was receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award Sunday after publishing his first work of fiction since being stabbed on a New York lecture stage. More at SRNNews.com.